Blog Talk Radio.
Reach out of space.
Wants us off the air. It's the NSA. I blame the NSA.
Why?
They're trying to block
Why?
Us.
Why? Nobody's listening to us.
Apparently, the only people that are listening to us are the NSA.
They want to hear what we have to say, apparently.
See, they shouldn't be so upset because literally, like, you know, when we say crazy shit on air, the only people we're saying it to is the NSA. They shouldn't be upset about that.
Right. They already know. They turn on our webcams when we don't think that we're, you know, they're watching so they can see us masturbate in front of livingparty.com. You know what I'm saying? So what's
up? I know what you're saying.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm trying to get the two idiots that normally are also a part of the show decided to stop talking to me just as the show started to work. So let me see if I can call them back so they can stop being a couple of fucking pussy faggot bitches.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, I did get a chance to watch that dog video. It's an awful, awful
You did,
video.
Right? Yeah, I know. I saw you posted it on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, people are commenting about the police and fuck the police, which usually I would say, you know, fuck the police.
Welcome back, Nick.
But in this instance, I would have to side with the cop because you don't know what that dog was up to, and it came at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Reaction. Shoot him in the fucking head. You know?
You're right. Well,
so they're here.
Nick, you're here, right? Can you hear us?
I can hear you finally.
Thank God.
What a fucking nightmare that was. The first 15 minutes of the show killed.
Killed because of that garbage. They should give you your time back.
Oh my God! After this show is over, I'm gonna smash my phone into a million pieces so I can take it.
Why? What did your phone do? It's not your phone's fault.
I've been trying to call you for 20 minutes.
It's not your phone. It's the site.
Yeah,
I think it's the
site.
The site has been fucked up. Nobody could call him. The show just started. We just started the show.
Oh, okay. Because I've been trying to call, and it's like, mobile network not available. I'm like, how is mobile network not available?
Oh, really? Well, maybe that is your fault. Maybe that is your phone.
Yeah.
We just from getting static, like major static. We call into the show and there's nothing but like heavy static.
Yeah. Okay. See, that was I thought that would be too, because that happened to me like 3 or 4 times where I called in. I'm like, all I hear is noise.
I thought you were punching me.
The side section.
I was like, this isn't funny, Mike. It's not funny.
Believe me. No, it wasn't funny. I was really pissed off.
Yeah.
I was really pissed off. But, Mick, did you watch that video of the cop shooting the dog?
No, I didn't get to see it again. I was trying to upload it, and I couldn't see it, so I still haven't seen it yet.
It's awful. It's awful.
You got to see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was horrible. It was a bad situation either way you sliced it.
So why don't you describe it? Describe what happened
to our
NSA audience.
Okay, basically, you know, these police are trying to hold down a situation. This guy is, like, blabbing and videotaping and shit. They finally had enough. They come down. They throw him on top of the car. The dog's inside the car, and he jumps out because he sees his owner, you know, in trouble.
Right, getting, like, manhandled, yeah.
And cops first instinct blow him away. Basically,
so they didn't try to change or anything first?
No. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really tell, really.
Yeah.
But to me, it seemed like he went to deadly force first. I don't know if he went for pepper spray or what, but he was fumbling around,
right.
And then next, you know, he draws down and shoots him.
That scene.
And it was pretty horrific, you know. It's worse. It's right on par with those fucking propaganda videos that PETA puts out. You know how PETA puts out animals being slaughtered, and it was right on par with that, you know, because you see the dog, you know, was in pain before he left this world. So it was horrible to see, because you don't want to see that. It's like, oh, doggy, no. And it was a beautiful dog. Beautiful Rottweiler.
I mean, the fact is that the dog, the dog got shot, and it's not, I mean, there have been quite a few incidences of cops just shooting dogs because they fucking feel like it. I mean, cops shoot people because they feel like it. It's really not out of the realm of possibility that they'd shoot a dog.
Right.
But in this case, there were two cops that were hanging back. They were actually stationed outside of the... There's 6 cop cars. There's obviously a scene going on. They don't show the scene in the video, but there's hostages being released from a hostage situation. It's not, like, it's an actual police investigation, not just some bullshit police thing where they decide to harass. You know, they're overseeing the situation. They're the backup. They're there in case anything goes wrong. They're watching the scene intently, which is their fucking job. And this guy, he's videotaping them, but he's... Yeah, they're securing the area. This guy's, like, walking back and forth, and he's causing a bit of a scene because other people are videotaping him. Like, he's filming the scene, and other people are filming him because they're like, this guy... I mean, they're saying it. They're like, this guy's crazy. Like, look at this guy. What is he doing? He's walking back and forth with his Rottweiler, being posturing and being all kind of, you know, like fucking cops. What's going on here? Fucking cops. Shit like that. Like, you know, I mean...
Yes.
No, he wasn't inebriated. He was just, you know, probably tired. He's a black guy, and he's probably tired of seeing white cops in his neighborhood, which I can absolutely sympathize with. But he's kind of creating a bit of a stir, and the cops are looking at him, trying to make sure that he's not causing any trouble. And finally, he starts walking his dog back to his car, and he turns to the cops and says something like, I don't know what he says, but it was obviously derogatory or something, and the cops are like, okay, I guess we got to check this guy out.
They had enough of his shit. They already, at this point, they've had enough of his shit. You know, they're tired of him. I mean, because he goes on, and they gave him some grace, too. I mean, he went on for a minute. You know? And finally, they had enough, and they came to arrest him, and they had him on top of the car, dog jumps out, and the rest is history.
Yep, they go up to him, they say, okay, look, like, you're coming with us. And he's like, okay, and he goes and he puts his dog in the car. I mean, he was, to his credit, he was very cooperative. It's just a fucked up situation. Because he puts the dog in the car, and he didn't, the window on the other side of the car was not closed. So the dog sees these two people. Your dog can't fucking tell it's a uniform. They don't give a shit about cops. you right. know. So Dog sees these two guys, like, you know, kind of handling his owner, and this is the only part that I'm sketchy on because I don't remember in the video, but the dog, like, approaches them, and he's barking, and they're, like, you know, waving him away, and even the owner's like, you know, go away, Spike, or David, or Mickey, or whatever the dog's name is, and he's like...
Malt liquor.
He's, yeah, Rover, Fido, whatever.
Oh,
so, yeah, exactly. Easy. So the dog like lunges a couple of times, and I think the cop pepper sprays the dog. I'm not sure. He might not have, but the cop does at the very least try to make the dog go away. Like the cop gestures to the dog to go away a couple times. Like he's yelling at the dog, go away. Everybody's yelling at the dog. And finally the dog lunges at the cop and the cop just blows mm-hmm. the fucking dog. He must have popped off like two or three shots. And, you know, the dog hops around and falls on the ground and is like kicking in the air. It's fucking heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to watch.
It's awful. You can tell that he's in severe pain. Like he did not leave. Easy.
Right. No. You know, and as we've established, this is not exactly the most police friendly show on Blog Talk
no.
Radio. Let's face it. This is not the haven for when cops call it. Even though your brother is a cop, Mick, like this is still. I don't care. I love your brother, but you know, fuck him because he's a cop. Just because of that. You know. Just because of that. But no. But you know. And normally I'm the first one with the call to arms when it comes to, you know, blame the police for their overzealous, fucking aggressive behavior. Except I just don't see it in this instance. It's not there for me.
No.
Right.
Because I mean, it didn't seem like the cop was like, you know what I mean. It seemed like the cop felt like he was in danger and shit. You know what I mean. He drew down on the dog. It wasn't like. Oh, shit, you know. But I do feel like he could have used something else. I don't feel like he should have let the dog bite him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have tased him or tried to smack him around a little bit, you know, without shooting him.
Well, yeah, no, but I do feel like it was the owner's fault. Had the owner not been intact, he's fucking around. And not left the window open like that.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's, you know, I don't necessarily think the owner should be charged with anything at all because he's obviously, I mean, he's going to have to live with this for the rest of his life. You know, he loved that dog. He had that dog for years. And it's his own, it's kind of his own either stupidity or just... You know, inability to really grasp the gravity of the situation that caused his dog to die.
Yes.
Right.
And
you know, it was a fucked up thing. Like I said, I mean, this is this is a hostage situation. That's not a joke. Like, there's nothing. There's no reason to be interfering with that. If you see a cop roughing up a young guy on the street, like, there's more than enough reason sometimes to intervene for something like that. But these cops are overseeing a fucking hostage situation. That's not...
Yeah, okay, that's not the time to go, you know, to go on an anti-cop rant in front of...
Yeah, that's,
people.
You know, that's as I was telling Christy, like, that's probably the one time where cops are actually used.
That's
right.
The one and only time. I mean, I've instigated...
No, son, you call the show.
What?
You are a fucking clown. Call the show, he said.
He calls
so,
me. I tell
know,
him it's working now. I tell him it's working now. I say, call back, you fucking disappointment. So then he calls me.
He calls you directly. Oh, wow. Okay.
He calls me directly while I'm on the air. Fucking, here he is. Oh, look, it's a long-lost fucking show partner that decided to call back.
Listen, I was on assignment in the Middle East. Middle East
the fuck
to New
you
Jersey.
Were.
Does anybody on the show, does anybody want to hear Lou's excuses? Does anyone want to hear it?
No, I actually do. I want to hear what assignment he was on.
Okay.
Like,
all right,
like
then
a
you
news
have permission.
Reporter? Do you like an investigation?
Yeah, no, I was seeing how puppies react when you throw a ball at, you know, at them, and if they'll bring it back. And yeah.
So that's what you were fucking doing?
Pretty good results. Not right now. I couldn't call it.
He had. They were sad. He did call. He did call when the show first started, and they actually gave us an extra about 20 minutes. By the way.
Oh, good.
A bunch of sweethearts over there.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that? Put Blog Talk on. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, put his ad on. I got some
Blog
Talk.
Oh, hold on. Let me get him for you. Hold on.
Hello, this is Blog Talk.
I didn't know you were from
You're
Russia,
a fucking
dude.
Dick.
I am sorry. We have things going on here. We are trying to get Edward Snowden asylum.
Yo, you take care of that guy, man. We're looking out for him.
Michael will take care of you.
All right, if you need any money, Mike will help you.
Who is this Mike?
You don't know that big-nosed Jew look-alike?
He is big-nosed Jew. Bring him here. We like Big Nose Jew. They make good footstool.
Put him in the vlog.
You sound
so
like Big Nose Jew.
He's not talking to me. I know I don't sound like a Big Nose.
Anyway, we want to apologize for technical difficulties in the beginning of show. We apologize for this, and we offer you callous-handed hand relief in alley behind the Blog Talk Radio House after show.
You are so kind.
For woman, we offer for woman. You are woman, yes.
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 You sound vaguely womanish, so I give you permission. Here is what we offer for you, because callous-handed hand relief in alley is not perhaps up your alley. But,
no.
For example, we promise to give you light raping, if that is okay.
Oh.
Listen, that's a, wow, thank you. On
that's generous, life raping.
And to the rest of you, if the hand job is not appealing to you, we also extend the light rape to you as well.
Well, thank
that
you.
Is a major courtesy.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for using Blog Talk. Have a good
okay,
day.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye, bitch.
Well, that guy was an asshole.
My husband's birthday.
Uh-huh. Did you get him
or your
husband?
What?
It's my husband's
like,
birthday today.
No. Christy, shut up because nobody cares. But what did you guys say?
No, I'm saying he muted you while you were.
Yeah, no, he has complete control over me. I mean, it's his. It was named after him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Mister, I wonder if his name is Blog Talk or if he's like Mr. Blog Talk. We should have asked him. Oh well.
That's his
next
American
time.
Name.
I'm guessing Mr. Blog Talk.
That's his American name. He chose that.
Yeah, he chose that.
Oh, he chose
his
name is probably like Sergey Medvedev, and he changed his name to Blog Talk.
Right.
Christy, it's your husband's birthday today?
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Oh,
he's not here.
Does that mean a little bit butt play? No?
No, he's not even
there.
No,
he's not even there.
No,
he's not even there.
Not even
see, in the show description, I said that it's possible that Christy is going to talk about her uninteresting domestic situations, and I'm glad we were able to deliver on that one promise.
Well, I have to make sure I brought up something. You know what I'm saying? Something to contribute.
Well, see, here's what I want to do, since. Basically, the rest of you guys, except for maybe Christy, who does bring up topics, the rest of you guys are fucking glorified placeholders. So, and I mean, that's when they show up. That's when they show up.
If and when.
Okay, so the first, so Mick, are you still there, Mick? You still with us?
Look at that shit.
Mick? What a fucking waste of
face he is.
Look,
it's Nick, call, hang up and call back, you fucking
man,
douchebag little fake Italian.
Wow.
Since we have Louis on the phone, the first show that he missed, about 10 minutes into the show, I was telling this last week. I got a text message from his wife saying, "Oh, Louis's not feeling well. He's sleeping." I'm like, "This dude had his mommy call in for him." Is what just happened.
Right. Fantastic. She was like, "Louis, you gonna wake up?" I was like, "No."
It was show's equivalent to sending the doctor's note to school, basically.
It's like being like, you know, 27 and having your mom call in to work for you.
Yeah,
like way past the time that should happen.
I'm like, can we bring up when you and I were hanging out till like 3 in the morning on a weekday, and you called into your job?
When was that?
Oh my God. It was like 2 years ago.
So you guys
he
were out
fired.
Partying. He got fired.
What was I doing? What was I doing at the time?
Management place. The many places you got fired.
Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons I did get fired from that place.
In all fairness, we were hanging out late at a bar, but we were talking shop. We were talking about the Zombie Kid movie, and we came up with some pretty cool ideas and stuff,
right.
And it was awesome. We were excited. And so we were out to 2, 3 in the morning. So, you know, Mike could tell it better from here.
I mean, and honestly, the problem, the biggest problem with that was that at the time I was actually working two jobs. So I was working at management place, and I was working at Starbucks. So most of the time, even, like when I wasn't hanging out with Louie, I was usually working at Starbucks until like 11 o'clock at night at least, and I had shitty people working with me. So I was often closing the store by myself until like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I way overslept the next day, and I'm like, what should I do? You know, what should I do? So I sent like a text to my boss, I think, and I was like, was this when I actually did get fired from that place?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So I sent a text to my boss, because he sent me a text saying, we have a problem, you know, because I wasn't there, and it was like, you know, probably an hour and a half after I was supposed to be. So I sent him a text back. I was like, what do you mean? Like, didn't you get my email about taking my nephew to the doctor? Total bullshit. And to his credit, he fucking called me on it. He's like, no. He's like, and I want a note from your nephew's doctor. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, Louis, what do I do? And Lou's like, Lou is terrible in these situations, too. He's the last person I should have called.
No, it wasn't too bad, man. What did I say? I don't remember, but I'm sure it was pretty good.
No, he told me to create a fake letterhead for the doctor and just
exactly.
Like some bullshit
some medical
letterhead.
Symbol,
just, yeah,
you know,
just like a medical symbol online. So, you know, I did. I went into Microsoft Word and I created the worst looking fucking doctor office letterhead I've ever seen. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And I think I sent it to Lou, and I think he actually faxed it over for me.
Yeah, that's right. I was at my office. So
yeah, from Jersey, by the way, from Jersey. So he got a... from a Jersey number. So my boss fucking calls the doctor's office, and this is where it just kept going wrong. Like... I don't think the secretary at the doctor's office realizes like there's like a really big, important, and often used act called HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A. It's like the health information protection something or other. Unless you have like written consent, you can't share any medical information about your client to anybody.
Right.
So my boss's secretary calls that doctor's office, which is actually my nephew's doctor's office because I used his doctor's office, and they're like, oh no, he doesn't have an appointment today. So I called. So of course at that point I was caught and essentially fired. But I called the doctor's office back and I'm like, are you a dumb cunt? And she's like, excuse me. I'm like, I'm so and so's
uncle, and who the fuck gave you permission to give information about my nephew to anybody? Like, what is wrong with you? Why the fuck would you do that? And she's like, I was like, bitch, like, your job is on the line right now because you just violated. Of course, I was taking out my rage at my own stupidity on her, but she was dumb.
Yes.
Like, you can't do that shit. Like, I already fucked myself, but she certainly helped me along the way. She said, he doesn't have an appointment. Why are you giving the whereabouts of my 3-year-old nephew to strange people, you dumb cunt?
You know, Sasha, they could have triangulated his position by that alone.
Or coordinated away.
Yeah, well, and what was she going to say if he was there? Yeah, he's there. Okay, kidnapper.
All right, I'll be right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, thanks. We just wanted to verify that this random child that goes, what a fucking dumb cunt.
So you got majorly busted. What did you say?
Majorly busted. I finally owned up to it, but it was too late. It was way too late. And the fact was I was burning the midnight oil. I was trying to dedicate myself 100% to two jobs, one of which was Starbucks, which you should never, ever dedicate yourself 100% to, ever. Don't ever dedicate yourself 100% to Starbucks.
No.
You hear that, kid? Slack
that's
off.
That's like dedicating yourself 100% to cocaine. Like, it's just, there's not going to be a positive outcome for you. No matter what.
Even if you train.
Like, you may become successful in Starbucks and make a lot of money, but your soul is forfeit. Like, there's just, there's a trade-off somewhere. And then this other job was just, I mean, it was, you know, it was a, this guy was trying to raise his mom and pop property management company to a giant soulless conglomerate. That's what he was trying to do. And he was a fucking asshole. Like, he was a ruthless prick. So it's, you know, probably better off in the long run.
Yeah. Now you're working for the best people in the world.
You know what I'm saying? Good stuff.
Yes. Absolutely.
Money, but you got doing God's work.
He is doing God's work. You're actually a good, upstanding person.
I know. How out of everybody, Mike is the upstanding person? I don't understand.
Yeah, you like that? I'm rhetorically the worst out of all of you. Like, the things that come out of my mouth dwarf all of the, like, the things that come out of my mouth. Here's the thing. When you guys say stuff, it's crazy and all this other shit. When I say stuff, it actually tickles Satan's balls. Like, the stuff that comes out of my mouth are like a ball fart. They're like a fart when a guy is sitting down that pops up under his butt cheeks and tickles his balls. That's what I do for Satan.
Oh, good one. Ball fart.
Yes. And I sound like I'm the best person on the show, but I'm probably the worst.
No, everybody knows you're not the best.
I'm the best. I'm the sweetheart
everybody
of the show.
No, you started off with kicking bums in the street and chest.
Well, that was
You kind of, that was your entrance into the show was you devastating the facial structure of a down and out homeless person in Japan.
I mean, I was like, wow, she must be physically, you know, in shape. She could drop kick somebody, you know. I was impressed, but at the same time, yeah, I knew you were just shy of a murderer, so.
Right.
Actually, not many people know this, but Christy is actually a 300-pound Ukrainian woman, a webcam actress, actually.
Yeah. I specialize in mayonnaise porn.
Mayonnaise porn?
Yes.
Porn?
Okay, so you put it, well, I just kind of, because I thought I saw a video of you just drinking it.
Well, that's part of it. That was foreplay. I have to get my motor running before I lube myself up, and then I go down a slip and slide as to where at the end is a man's head, and he basically inserts himself into me like a giant human tampon.
I see. So, but like, so like, which part? Like, how does he find the right part when you're sliding down? Because I mean, you're like globular. You just roll down that thing. You tumble.
Whatever hole it it lodges itself in, that's what we're going with.
Presents itself, whatever, yeah.
You I have to say you have a pretty convincing American accent for a 300-pound Ukrainian woman.
Yes. I've lived in this country for a while now, and I lead off the fat of this government's teeth because, you know, they give us all kinds of stuff when we come over here.
All kinds of stuff.
Actually, I'm the only one on this show who's not a 300-pound Ukrainian woman.
Can we get outdoors ourselves to, like, we get like Indian people to be ourselves one day? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like outsource your personality to an Indian person?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I'm Louis. That'd be awesome.
I am Michael. Please believe me that I am Michael Garvey. Yes, please.
I can't imagine
yes,
my personality.
I like to say the words penis and vagina and asshole. I love to
and
say things like this.
Fantastic.
Down with the government. Yes, I am Michael Garvey. I have a Facebook profile.
First of all, you're supposed to enunciate your W's like V's, like Victor.
I am quite Americanized. You do not understand.
Oh. Listen,
okay.
Louis hung out with this kid a few times. My mother, like, sort of adopted an Indian child at some point.
He was a nice guy, but doofus.
Like, she was writing, she did that program where you, like, write to a Marine during the whole Gulf War, and, you know, like,
the Marine.
She got into I can't believe that kid's a Marine. But she got into correspondence with a couple of Marines, and one of them, she managed to, like, have this weird motherly relationship with, and she convinced him to, like, come live with us and shit. It was weird. She, like, adopted
you guys.
Huh?
Could have used some of that energy towards you guys.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, that was great. She just decided to random. She, her whole life, she's just randomly mothered other people. While we're sitting there, I could really
use some of that
mothering
help. Didn't she run like daycare out of her house too?
Yeah, when we were kids, she would she didn't go out to work. She stayed home and babysat like other people's kids during the day. We had kids like 7 days a week. So, I've been changing diapers since I was 10 years old, which is horrible. But but anyway, so she adopts this.
Is that why you stayed a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why I never matured. Yeah. Well, actually, no, I made it to 15, and then, like, mentally, my brain just shut down. It was like, we're not leaving this.
This is it.
We're not going anywhere.
So this kid,
Steve, he's a Marine, and he's got a very American accent, except for there's a few words that slip out. Like the biggest one that we noticed was he doesn't say between. You know, like, you know, Louis's cock is usually between his legs when he runs away. He says between.
Between.
What?
Between.
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 Bitween.
Bitween.
Like, you know, some little kid put his dick in your mouth and you bit it. You know, like you just bit a ween. Like, bitween.
Bit the ween.
Your ween,
I do that
bit-ween.
A lot.
Again.
I just hope.
Why do you bring up this issue?
Because he's Indian.
Oh, because he's Indian. That's right.
Wait, what'd you say?
You're on the tangent.
Oh, why did you bring up DeSuzio?
Oh, so the kid's last name. Well, because of she said that the Indian people pronounce their these like W's sometimes, which is true. That I saw like very rarely, but that whole bitween thing really threw me off, because he'd just be speaking, you know, a normal conversation and be like. And then he'd throw that bitween in there, and it was jarring. Like, it'd take you completely out.
of whatever he was saying. You have to stop him and be like, what did you say? Between?
Between?
So is that like a... Jesus, what the fuck is a bitween? So, yeah.
You,
but his,
Mike,
his
you
last
remember
name
when
is D'Souza. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. When he took us out of that church. D'Souza somehow, yeah, church. When he took us to a church. Now, I was kind of excited because the church was inside
He took us to
New
a
Film
church.
Academy.
The church is in
right.
quotations, okay, because it was actually... a small auditorium room in, like, the New York... What was that? It was, like, the New York Arts Center. Yeah, Film
no,
Academy.
No, New York.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, whoa, cool.
New
We're
York
going here? That's awesome. Yeah, and so we go into this place, and, you know, when I was a teenager, I was involved in my mom's church. And, you know, born again Christian craziness, Pentecostal. And that's what we walk into. A bunch of young people, though... like praising God.
Louis was a preacher. Louis
was
a preacher when he was 15 years old.
15, I was a preacher. A co-pastor.
Are you, still ordained?
No, I was never really ordained because it was a rinky-dink Puerto Rican fucking shitty Bronx church, or, you know. But
yeah.
You know what? I did get myself ordained through the internet once. That's a dumb story, though.
Yeah, he was a Unitarian minister.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know whatever happened to that certificate that they charged me like $50 for when I got through the mail, but yeah.
So if I kill my husband, you can do the proceedings of
the
funeral?
The last rites, yeah, absolutely.
You're not going to kill your husband. You've had like 25 children by him. Obviously, he's doing something right.
You know? Taking care of some business. Somewhere.
You're so full of stuff saying you're going to kill your husband. You're not. What's going to happen is, even if you're pissed off at him, he's going to walk in the door and you're going to be like, oh, and then you're going to bend over and you guys are going to have sex, like right in the doorway, and your kids are going to be like, Mommy, we're hungry and our diapers are full of poop. And you're going to be like, shut up, I'm getting some dick.
Well, it's been a while.
You know me too well, Mike.
I know what's going to happen.
Summarize.
He is hot.
So, yeah, so we
get looking like that.
So we, I have to call him Bobbert, though. There's just some reason I need to call him Bobbert.
Yes, he needs to be called Bobbert, and you need to insist on calling him Bobbert until he wants to punch you in the face.
All right.
I don't know. I might give him a run for his money. I'm a big fat bastard. Might take a couple of hits before my titties go down.
That's what I'm hoping for.
So this kid, he takes Lou and I to this church, and at this point, Lou hasn't set a foot near consecrated ground in probably about 20 years.
Ground.
At that point,
yeah.
Like he's,
yeah.
I mean,
I
he gets a chill.
Crazy.
He gets a chill within like two blocks of a church. He starts like sweating.
I was like
and,
a vampire in daylight. I was like, oh, what's going on in here? Like I was physically ill. I had to step out. I was like, I wouldn't.
So, but no, you forgot the build-up, which is when we get into the church, and, like, the whole church ceremony is people, like, hipster New York douchebags swaying to this really shitty, like, pseudo-new wave folky Jesus music where every third word is Jesus. It is. It's
yes.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah, it's just like
yes.
Jesus, Jesus. Everything is Jesus. Jesus. There's no rhyme or reason to the music. It's just repeating the word Jesus while these fucking New York fucking scarf-wearing, beanie-headed fucking hipster douchebag cunts are, like, swaying to the music and holding their hands up in the air to receive God's light.
Oh, my God. All right. Here's what happened. I was fucking around with my plants outside, and I just knocked down a fucking wasp. Wasp nest. Oh, my God. All right.
Why are you fucking around with a wasp nest on this show?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was
Pray
there.
To Jesus.
Oh.
Well, that was, you know, that was Jesus. That was Jesus telling you something, because we're talking about him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he wants to sting you with a fucking wasp nest.
He wants you to die, apparently.
That was Jesus. That was Jesus. He came after you. He was like, you know what? I don't like it. And he sent a wasp nest after you. That's what just happened.
I had to run around the side of the house and get the water hose and spray him.
did your vagina get some?
No, I didn't get some.
I'm not going around.
Okay, then
I'm,
I guess we don't care. Yeah.
Oh, I did not get stung. Would that have made your shit? That would have been it for you, for me to get
stung?
Yeah,
like, you know.
That's where you want to be with Jesus' tongue?
Vagina lips swollen from, yeah.
Yeah, if you have, like,
Jesus
gigantic
tongue?
Swollen vagina lips from wasp things.
Y'all, you have no idea how fast I just ran. Whew.
Yes, I do. You're black.
Oh. I outran the wasp. Oh,
anyway, so Louis, we're sitting and listening to this Jesus music in this place, and you know they're raising their arms to the sky, to the ceiling of the film, the New York fucking Film Academy, to receive God's love, which is somehow penetrating the rolls of film on the floor above and being shown directly into their open arms. Because here's the thing. If God's love is intangible and can pass through solid matter, I mean, it makes perfect sense that you would hold your arms up so you can, like, scoop it into yourself. Like, that makes complete perfect sense. Yeah.
But
so they're doing that.
And
yes, exactly. Like, you can see God's love is flying down towards you, and your hands are out because you're like, yeah, my hands aren't in the way anymore, God. You can now beam your love directly into my heart through all of these walls. Hands will get in your way. But
right.
The walls and film reels and sky and clouds and space, none of that will get in the way. So Louis starts to essentially full body hyperventilate and starts getting weirded out. Starts getting real weirded out. I'm like, dude, who gives a shit? It's like, I'm amused. You know, I'm uncomfortable, but because I... You know, whenever people are, like, in the throes of mass hysteria, it upsets me. It's upsetting.
It was this thing.
Right.
I was like, this is mass hysteria. I don't know. I just had an allergic reaction to bullshit there.
Oh, my God.
Then I get swept up in horseshit.
I'm swept up in religious feeling. I'm thanking God I didn't get stung right now.
Amen.
Jesus. Yeah, well, are
my
you inside?
Wife, I'm a sex Protestant.
Huh?
Are you inside?
I went around to the back.
Did somebody
go
back
inside the house? That's a really simple question. Are you now inside the
yes.
house? Then you're not going to get stung. Stop fucking whining.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I could have died.
Blow kisses at them. They'll be right.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sure we've all been in situations where we could have died.
Well,
especially on this show.
This is the thing. That just proves that black people and nature don't belong together. I shouldn't be out fucking around with nature.
Right.
I should have known
that. Go tell that to the people in Africa who live in nature.
Yeah. The OGs, the originators.
Listen,
yeah.
Just because their grandma had better hiding spaces than me doesn't mean I can't be without.
Let me tell you, see, here's how wrong you are. Black people are so good with nature, in fact, that they have bioengineered creatures to do specific tasks for them.
what
creatures
would that be?
They wear people in Africa wear shirts made of a solid swarming mass of bees. That don't sting them. They wear a series of weasels across their legs to protect them, to protect their genitals.
Walking.
A series of interlocked weasels.
Wow.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true. They've bred miniature rhinoceri to chew their food for them.
What?
This is all 100%
true. Go back to the motherland.
They use
crocodiles
to get across as boats.
Because
they find
so
crocodiles in big lakes and rivers.
No.
They line crocodiles up like a ladder pattern.
and just walk across
them. Climb up. Like, oh, here we go. It's a bridge.
Crocodile's
pretty smart, man.
I always said to myself, damn, this Dorito, this bag of Doritos is so good. I can do without all this chewing. Why can't I bioengineer a rhinoceros to do it for me?
Yeah. Exactly. Actually, all kidding aside, and obviously I was just bullshitting, but this is, I think it's actually, it's in South America, India, or Africa. I know that really narrows it down, but I can't remember exactly which continent it's on. But there's a kind of tree that grows like really long vine-like appendages, and they've actually, over thousands of years, grown them in a way to make like these giant bridges. You can actually find that, and it's really fucking cool. They've interlaced these vines, and yeah, it's really fucking cool. They make these
like
really long, super solid bridges. What did you say about your penis?
That's what I'm doing with my dick, biologically engineering it to.
Lou, your dick stopped growing when you were 2 years old. Run.
Can't bioengineer something that's dead.
What else is going on here?
it's you know, one of her 25 kids is probably riding right now. I mean, they're probably tired of the neglect and the macaroni and cheese with ketchup that they have to eat every day.
On top of a car somewhere with a mask and a Molotov cocktail.
No, they're actually
tossing Molotovs.
They're playing Ninja Kiwi right now.
Ninja Kiwi. Nice.
Yeah,
they should play Who Can Eat the Most Wasps.
Yeah. Or how about Who Can Kill the Most Wasps, and we're talking about wide angle sex and party.
They should play Who Can Kill the Most Wasps with their genitals. That's a great game.
No.
No. That's a grown Trump fans game.
Here's the thing. They should be thanking me later on in life because of the genes I provided to them.
Damn,
you know?
Where did you buy them at Caldor's?
Damn, Caldor's. Wow, Caldor's. I haven't thought of that in years.
Wow, no. Why would I? That's awful. I'm actually a good mom, Mike, despite your objections and contrary.
I don't think you're a bad mom. I don't think you're a bad mom. I said you were a lousy lay. I didn't say anything about being a bad mom.
Well, actually, I'm offended about being a lousy lay than a bad mom.
I said having sex with you was like running your pinky around the inside rim of a Big Gulp cup, is what I said.
No,